Get up
with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I'm not going to talk, Herbie. I'm just going to let the music do the talking this morning. Yeah.
See, you're letting the music do the talking because you're trying to bring back a new trend.
Tupac and me, we're the same person, man.
You're not. You're definitely not.
Right now.
He lives the thug life. You live the Josiah life.
Right now, you know what? People wouldn't know that Tupac's dead because they'd be thinking he's right here in the studio in the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. You're definitely not as gangster as he is. But look, you are wearing a bandana. Find out why you're wearing this bandana throughout our podcast today.
Yeah, it is a tribute to Tupac, but why and what am I trying to bring back? You'll find out soon. Plus, I had my best mate Chad on this morning.
Yeah.
Something ruined his birthday.
Wasn't fun, but it turns out a lot of people's birthdays have been ruined. And this was interesting. Feet. We didn't think we'd speak about feet on the show, but we dived into the world of if they're attractive or not.
Yeah.
It is interesting. You'll know how we feel about feet after listening to this.
Interesting that you love putting feet in your mouth. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get different flavours. It's great.
Some would call you an alien.
Should point out as well, if you are a redhead out there across the GV or anyone listening to our podcast, you may have the chance to win free beer for a year.
Yeah, we're going to get right behind this cause as well. And like I just mentioned then, aliens are back. Could Herbie be one for putting feet in her mouth? Or are they just on Earth? I have proof, full-blown proof that they exist. We'll do it next. But just remember, we've got to bring back Tupac as well.
You can check out a photo of Josiah with his bandana at our Instagram, HitGB.
Yeah, get behind it, guys. Keep heaps and heaps of love. Or tell us how you really feel. Thanks for listening.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbs, I just want to do something really quickly and say a massive happy birthday to my best mate Chad for yesterday.
It was my best mate's birthday, Cody, yesterday.
There we go.
It's our best mate's day.
It must be a omen, some might say.
Yeah.
Chaddles turned 85. Happy birthday to him.
He's younger than you, mate.
Yeah, is he? Yeah, he's too. He turned 28. He's a couple years younger. He doesn't look it, though. I should stop paying him out because I'm about to get him on the phone. Chad, I called him to say happy birthday after the show yesterday, and he was just like, you're not going to believe what's happened to me. And he had a pretty bad start to his birthday, so I thought I'd get him on now to tell the story. Chad, morning to you, mate. What happened yesterday? Tell everyone.
So my eyes are still closed. I haven't physically opened my eyes to begin the day yet, and I feel a claw dig into my neck. It turns out to be the dog, but being as I was still in a slumber and half asleep, my initial reaction to pain was to turn and push. I've pushed him a little too hard. He's gotten air. He's fallen from the bed onto the ground, into the door, followed by some wailing screams and a broken leg.
Oh, Chad.
What kind of dog do you have?
An Italian Greyhound, and this is his second break in about 3 months, I think.
This is the dog.
This is Billy the Iggy.
Billy the Iggy, the Instagram battle that I was in with.
Yeah, the one that beat you.
Hey, Chad, sorry to take it away from your birthday for 1 second, but see what happens? That's a bit of
karma.
A bit of karma.
Nah.
You overtake Josiah and followers on Monday. 2 days later, your dog breaks its leg.
This is some Albanian black magic you've got.
But in saying that, people like dogs on Instagram. How much are they going to like a sick dog?
True.
Yeah, it might shoot up his followers even more so nowadays.
Yeah, because people feel sorry for it. How much is it going to cost you to fix the leg, Chad?
Just a casual $6,000, nothing too major.
And get any other expensive presents for your birthday, or was that it?
I'll be asking everyone for money now.
Well, happy birthday for yesterday, Chad. Thanks for letting us know your story.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
This is what I want to talk about now, Herbs. Let's make Chad feel a little bit better this morning. Have you had a birthday and something went wrong in it? What ruined your birthday?
I think I've had a pretty good run.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky so far. I mean, you always feel a bit sorry for yourself as you get older. You're like, today's not great. I turned 30, getting a bit old. But it could be worse. My dog could have cost $6,000 like Chad's.
That is an exy birthday.
Unbelievable. If you've got a story about something that ruined your birthday, did something go wrong? 13 12 16 is our number. Mary's in Kyabram. What happened on your birthday, Mary?
My grandpa died.
Oh, no. Was that recently?
Not on the day. But then no one wanted to come to my party because we were all a bit not feeling great, so I had to cancel it.
Oh, this is so sad.
I'm sorry for your loss. How did, is it every birthday as well? Is that kind of what reminds you as well?
Yeah, a little bit.
sort of overshadowed your birthday. Would you consider moving the day to your birthday?
That'd be all right.
It's not a bad idea.
You celebrate it on another day.
I remember the new date.
Well, maybe it's you can remember it in a nice way, because for every birthday that you have, it's a nice way to remember him as well.
Yeah, that's the way that we do it now.
Oh, let's go to Tanner now. What happened on your birthday, mate?
Would have been my 22nd birthday. It was woke up, just had breakfast, had a knock on the door, and there was two police officers with a summons to court.
What did you do wrong, mate?
I think it was speeding offences and whatnot and stuff like that. The worst part about it was I had to listen to my mum and my dad nagging me all day, when are you going to learn, when are you going to learn?
Not when I'm 22, that's for sure.
Well, up until then, yeah. And having Albanian parents doesn't help. They just nag and nag and nag. So,
hey, Tanner, did you just tell them to pay him off for your birthday present?
Nah, I've got my car taken off me, so...
Wasn't the best birthday.
Mum said, if you're living under this roof, abide by my rules. So that was it.
Mate, your parents sound like my parents. Have a good morning. Thanks for the call, mate.
Thanks, Josiah. See you, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Sometimes in life, things just happen and you don't plan on them too. Mm-hmm. You know those moments where you just like, that is a moment in life where things just happen and could change the course of humanity.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I know what you're getting at.
I had one of those moments the other day right here in the Hit studio. Somebody accidentally left in this studio a Hit bandana.
Well, no, they didn't accidentally left it. I gave it to you as a blindfold.
That's right. What were we doing again?
Taste testing Twix.
That's right. We were doing the taste testing.
So I blindfolded you with a bandana.
See, this is the thing. If you didn't have the conundrum where you couldn't find Twix, this would have never happened. And this is another reason, this is another sign that this is meant to be.
See, since we've done this taste test, you've been wearing the bandana.
Now,
every day.
I'm not just wearing it in any way. I could be wearing it like a tennis player. Like,
or around your mouth.
Like I'm Rafa Nadal, like a coronavirus mask. No, I'm bringing back the fashion trend and wearing it how Tupac used to wear his.
Like a durag?
So you wrap it from the back of your head up to your forehead, and then you have the knot on the front of your forehead. Now, I chucked this. You filmed it on your Instagram page the other day because you thought I was being an idiot. I thought I was being an idiot too, Herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Then I reshared your story onto my personal Instagram. The most amount of replies I've ever had in my life.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But I didn't. Then, like I said, another moment that I didn't ask you to do. It just happened.
It just happened. Look, I will share that to our Instagram at HitGV so you can see Josiah with his bandana and his new trend, which I want to point out, it's not a new trend. It's an old trend. And I think a lot of people are still wearing it, and you just haven't been part of that trend for the last couple of years.
Name another bloke since Tupac died that is making it work.
Dare I say, I met a guy in Bali last year.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I had a dance-off.
Of course you did.
Love of Ella. And met a guy there, and he was wearing one.
Okay, does he live in the Goulburn Valley?
He doesn't live in the Goulburn Valley.
Does he live in Australia?
No, he DJs here. He's a DJ.
I don't care.
Comes to Australia sometimes, and I met him, and he had one on his head. And he looks like Tupac.
But yeah, see, again, it could have been Tupac. He, you know, there's a conspiracy that he's dead.
Alive.
Yeah, that was Tupac. No one has done the bandana with a knot on the front of the head. That is a bloke. I see girls doing it every now and then since Tupac died.
No, they have.
Fellas.
People have done it, just not you.
Fellas, if you want some advice for the weekend, if you're a single bloke or boys that are in relationships, if you want to get your missus over the line, trust old Uncle Josiah. Grab a bandana from wherever you want. Tie it from around the back. Is the photo up on the HGV Instagram page? We'll chuck up a photo of me wearing it right now. Leave your thoughts and we'll see if we can make this work.
Dare I say, it may even work for a few men over the weekend.
And if it does, let us know.
I think it will, because it did work in Bali.
You won't see me in public anymore, did it? Did you hook up with him?
Just gave him a cheeky kiss.
Good girl. and that wasn't because of the bandana, it's because you thought it was Tupac.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I feel like we know a lot about each other, so I get excited to think that I'm going to learn something new about you. And when I was thinking about this, I thought, I don't know this at all. Your thoughts on feet?
Not for me.
Not for you.
There's certain parts of the human body that God created that are incredible. There's other ones that you just think that are just there to be used.
Yeah.
They're not great.
If we're talking about walk on.
If we're talking about attraction, I'm not looking at a foot in a sexy way.
Feet don't do it for you.
No.
What if I said that feet could bring you in some coin, and serious coin at that.
Yeah, I'd be... if it's my own feet, I'd do anything for money, yeah.
Because there is a lady in the UK. She goes online by the name of Sweet Arches. And she's a medical student, so she doesn't have time to really have a side job. So she uses this hobby as a job, and it's paying quite well for her at the moment. She's making around $10,000 a month.
You're kidding me.
A month. So what she does, Sweet Arches, is she sells photos of her feet online. She devotes around 6 to 10 hours a day, so usually at night when she's not working or studying, to making them look aesthetically pleasing.
And what, people buy the photos of her feet?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask, being a bit crude at this time, like, is she nude or something in the background, or is it just
the feet?
Just the feet.
Now, Sweet Arches gets up to around 100 messages a day with unusual photo requests. Some people like the soles of the feet. Some people like the toes. Some like to see them in different positions.
Are her feet any better than anyone else's? Like, has she got, like, the world's best-looking feet?
They're just a nice foot. Like, in terms of, you wouldn't see dead skin, the toenails are cut. It's a clean foot.
I wouldn't mind a bit of extra cash at the moment. Mm. Can I ask you, Herbs, is there a market for hairy, hobbit-looking Albanian feet? Because I do have hair on my toes.
Now, I could ask Sweet Arches. I would say probably not, because at some request, she has to crush things like raspberries and grapes and cakes in her toes, so I don't know how that would go with the hair.
Well, I'm happy to do that. If there's any ladies out there, or men, that that are into hairy Albanian hobbit-looking feet, 13, 12, 16, I will put any price on them.
I thought it would be interesting this morning, though, that we do throw it out to the Goulburn Valley, because we know your opinion. You're not a fan of feet. Myself, personally, doesn't do it for me either.
I mean, I don't really... It's bad to say this on the radio that you don't have an opinion. I don't care for them.
Yeah.
I don't look at it and go, that's so hot, and I don't look at them and go, that's disgusting.
I think they can be quite gross.
Well, some people's toes are feral.
My housemate's a podiatrist, and I feel for her, but she likes feet, because you've got to. If you're in that biz, you have to.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't enjoy your job.
Yeah, well, you're working with feet all day, every day.
A lot of ladies will know what I'm talking about here. If their fella is a sportsman or a footy player, there's some disgusting feet after there.
There's some trench foot.
Especially after pre-season as well, when your feet haven't worn the boots for a while, you get some feral-looking toes.
Which is why when I think of people sucking on toes, I go, oh, like, that's just disgusting. But look, you and I might be... We might be alone on this. There might be someone out there in the GV who likes feet and finds them attractive. If that's the case, give us a call now, 13 12 16.
It doesn't have to be creepy. We're not talking about that in a way. No. Are you just, you know what? You can appreciate a good foot.
And if you have a view, you can go to our Hit Instagram as well, at Hit GV there, and vote on our poll.
Are feet attractive? Megan is in Tatura this morning. What are your thoughts?
I'm a fan, but I can appreciate a good foot.
What does that mean?
Well, I guess, like, I could look at a female who's just had a nice pedi done and be like, oh, her feet look really nice. Like, she looks after herself. But I'm confused by people that are attracted to them. So I'd never describe my partner and be like, oh, he's got amazing eyes, amazing smell, and you should see his feet. They are beautiful.
If a bloke started sucking on your toes, would you be weirded out, or would you just let it be?
Weirded out, absolutely.
What if you had a fresh pedi?
I can appreciate that he's appreciating that I'm looking after myself.
Good on you, Megan. Appreciate the call. How's the poll on Instagram going, Herbs?
Well, look, it's still at 97% of the Goulburn Valley saying no, feet aren't attractive. And Jaden, he is the sole person across the Goulburn Valley that finds feet attractive.
I feel like we should say his surname on the radio. We'll save you this one, Jaden, because there's a few of you out there, but good on you for liking feet. Each to their own,
question
I guess.
Question every Jaden you meet now.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, you and I, though, at midday, Herbs, we had a bit of fun with Workout Wednesday, didn't we?
We sure did. At 12 p.m, we kicked off live on our Facebook page. We did a bit of a workout with Any Time of Fitness. Gosh, it was harder than last week.
Yeah, my quads are a bit sore today.
You're saying that after the warm-up, so I didn't know how you were going to go.
I was literally sore after the warm-up. You're not wrong.
You asked the question throughout it, saying, is this the workout? She goes, no, it's a warm-up. Poor Ash has gone, mate, what have they sent me at GV?
For anyone that wants to do the workout that we did, I know we did it live on Facebook, but you can actually go back on our Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page and see it's a 20-25 minute workout. Do it from start to finish, warm up, warm down, three exercises in the middle as well.
It's on our website too, hit.com.au.
Get on there right now. If you missed it though, there was a moment that I feel like I need to bring up. A lot of people were messaging us in saying, Josiah, what's wrong with your breathing?
Yep.
And Herbie, what's with your bear sound effects? Because we did an exercise called the bear trap. Is that what it was called?
It's just the bear crawl.
The bear crawl, that's the one. So here's a little moment where both kind of came into play.
All right, make the most of it. Let's go.
Come on, you've got to do it.
You're dying.
That's me breathing and you doing bear sound effects.
You were dying. Your breathing was, it was on.
Yeah, there was a bit of asthma popping up there, wasn't it? I'd take my puffer that day. If you want to check out that video of Herbie doing bear noises, me breathing like an absolute spanner, hit.com.au, hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page. But do you know what? Has something happened before we went live on Facebook? And thanks to Brad from Albury, he records the whole thing for us and made it all happen.
Tech man.
I'm going to remind everyone of a moment about a month ago in Texas, where the mayor of Texas, they were in a big foundation meeting. He ducked off to the toilet but left his microphone on. If you don't know what it is, this is the moment.
There are not any CAFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits would be...
So they're all having a serious conversation. He's left his mic on and flushed the toilet.
It's the best video because you get the build-up too, and he has got some bowel issues.
Now, you don't know this, but Brad, who made the video happen for us yesterday... He sent me some audio of you when you ducked off to the bathroom before the workout started.
Oh, did he?
You did what the Texas mayor did.
No, I didn't.
I'm telling you right now, I have the audio that he sent me. I didn't tell you about this on purpose.
Okay.
Do you want me to play it?
Sure. I mean, why not?
There's nothing to hide, is there? This is the audio of Herbie before the workout yesterday. I think you need to see a doctor, man.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are getting excited for June 1st because that marks the date that Dan Andrews has said the restrictions will lift even further. So at the moment, there is a few places that are open across the GV, including cafes. Some of the pubs are doing takeaway. But in terms of people actually sitting in these venues, not allowed at the moment. And so the service, table service, hasn't been there. It's been a little bit sad, to be honest, because you go in, like we've been to Lemon Tree in the morning, and you want to just sit down.
I miss it. Hey, last night I went to Cellar 47 for a takeaway pizza, and I was speaking to the lovely owners there, and I was looking around. I'm like, I just miss sitting down in here.
I just want to perch down, you know?
Yeah, I just want to sit. Unfortunately, I got to take it away, but I just want to sit.
But you don't have to for too much longer because... June 1st, 10 people they are allowing. Oh, no, we're going straight to 20, sorry, here in Victoria. 20 people, but obviously you're going to be able to keep a safe distance. And some owners I know are a little bit confused about how this will work for their business. So I have got some advice for you. This isn't my own advice. This is some advice that a cafe over in England is informing other people to do because they've recently had to open and they have had to keep their distance. And so they've figured out a way to make sure they serve their food, which everyone wants, to their customers sitting down while maintaining a safe distance. This is some audio from their video they've posted.
Cappuccino.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
I'm done.
So the audio basically explains the girl who's coming out to serve a customer at Salt Cafe over in England who's ordered the cappuccino. She throws the cappuccino, which has actually just been made in the cup, at her table from around 1.5 metres away. And then she wants a brownie and she continues to throw a brownie at the customer. Yes, the plate smashes. Everything goes everywhere. It is incredible. If you want to see the video, you can go to our Instagram at HitGV. I've posted up there. It's Salt Cafe video.
I'm just having a look at the video now. That is unbelievable and also very realistic. I feel like if you tried that in the GV, people would laugh at you, just like the girl in the video did. How does that laugh? I mean, the best bit about your unrealistic coping mechanism with how to deal with it, Herbie, was this girl's laugh. She sounds like a goat.
She does.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
This breaks my heart because... As someone who is very close to the French culture, the French language...
Oh, you speak fluent, don't you?
The French love as well. Oui, oui, je parle un peu.
There we are.
which means I speak a little bit for all those who don't understand what I'm saying, because I'm also fluent in French like I am in English.
Yeah, yeah. We've spoken about this on the show before. You're fluent with the help of Siri.
This this breaks my heart a little bit, because France are doing it tough with Corona. They got pumped, obviously, by it.
Because they're silly.
Looks like it's going to be their worst ever economic downturn since 1945, which was World War II.
Which I think is similar across the globe when we look at our accounts at the moment. Not many countries are doing well.
They're looking at losing pretty well everything. And someone's come out with a solution for France, which is saying we'll fix the whole country. One easy solution to fix the entire country, which no other country in the world can do.
So get them out of debt, basically.
Completely.
Jeez, there's one thing couldn't work.
What do they have that no other country has in the world? The Mona Lisa.
Oh, I was going to say the Eiffel Tower.
That too. Hard to sell the Eiffel Tower, though.
Hard to move. Imagine buying it. Well, can you just bring it to Australia?
Side note, I should find the audio. There was a bloke that was in a relationship with the Eiffel Tower.
No.
Yeah, he used to go every day and make love. He'd do some weird things to that thing. But that's a story for another time.
Yeah, man, he'd be interested in buying it.
He probably would. It's his wife, apparently. Make sure, out of all seriousness, if you listen, go YouTube that. It's unbelievable, the story. The Mona Lisa, though, they reckon is worth $83 billion Australian dollars.
Billion?
Billion.
So I would put it all more on the maybe $100 million mark.
$83 billion. It's pretty well the most famous art piece in the history of our world.
But that's a lot of money. $83 billion. Someone's having us on here.
Hence why it will bring the whole country out of their, their issues. This is my issue with it. And this is where this guy who's apparently some economic expert, mate, for an economic expert, you haven't thought this one through too much. Because the Mona Lisa brings in 10% of their tourists every single year. 30,000 people per day visit the Mona Lisa.
Yep.
Brings in $96 million per day, apparently.
So it brings in per day.
In tourism alone.
Why are we not painting?
Remember I did that fact the other week about France is the most visited country in the world by tourists?
Yeah.
In the world. A lot of that is because of the Mona Lisa. So you selling that, you're getting rid of all your tourism, you idiots.
Well, yes, but then they're maybe bringing it here. So if we buy it, we've got to think outside the box here.
You want to buy something worth $83 billion?
Well, I won't, obviously. I don't have that kind of money. ScoMo can.
Who can? Bill Gates is worth $104 billion. So he's pretty well asking for him to spend three quarters of his money.
He'll do it.
You're going to spend three quarters of your worth on a painting just to help a country out?
No.
Doesn't matter how rich you are.
I'll paint a knockoff in my backyard.
Imagine selling that. How much would that? You know, we should start selling.
We should do a show one. We should start selling show knockoffs.
Yep, to help the Golden Valley get out of our economic crisis.
How much would we charge for our first painting?
For yours?
At least a note?
Yeah.
A fiver?
A coin, I reckon. Oh. Seeing your paintings. What's the best painting you've ever done?
Patrick Starr from SpongeBob.
Oh, actually,
Pants.
You know what? That's worth a bit of coin. You could sell that. I was thinking more of my mum's spaghetti necklace that I made her in high school.
Can't sell that.
How much is that?
It's worth at least $1.80.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
How's this, Herbs? If you are a redhead and you are listening, I have got just the thing for you.
An old ginger snap.
Ed Sheeran could win this competition because James Squire are coming out with a new ginger beer.
Oh, do you know what? I've become a fan of a ginger beer in the last probably 4 months.
Not a big fan, to be honest.
I don't know what it was. I think it was maybe a Sunday and I had to go to a friend's barbecue for a birthday and I was feeling a little rusty. And then someone handed me a ginger beer and it went down a lot easier.
A good pick-me-up.
Yeah.
It's like a cider,
I was like,
isn't it?
Boom.
Yeah, not the biggest fan. I'll have it if I have to, but yeah, it is what it is. If you are a fan, though, and you have redhead or hair, or you want to have red hair, listen up, because James Squire, to celebrate the launch, again, whoever makes over their hair to become a redhead, they're going to fling you a year's supply.
Wowee.
And just for entering, they're going to give a case to anyone.
Stop.
Just for
Stop.
Entering, right? This happened recently. We spoke about it on the show with Moondog Brewery in Melbourne.
Mullets. Was it Mullets?
It was with Mullets. Yeah, the best mullet they gave a year supply of beer to. And for everyone entered that a case. Now, these guys are jumping on board for all you gingers out there.
I love this because I love mullets to start with. So I think that was great. But for me, this one is better because a lot of the time, dare I say, the redheads, the battery tops of our generation do get mocked a little bit. And so to give them something, it's a feel-good moment, especially through isolation.
Do you have any redhead friends?
Yeah. I've got one friend who's one of my closest friends who is one of the dead set most gorgeous girls I've ever met in my life. She's got the most beautiful red luscious locks. Like, she'd be all about this.
You know they're going extinct.
I know. They're getting rarer and rarer.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's crazy. But I think redheads, they're up there with the coolest people.
I reckon we should get involved. If there's someone listening that wants to get it, we want to get behind you and support you guys to try and get a case of this stuff supported through to the GV.
They could be our show redhead.
Yeah.
So we'll put them there, a poster boy or girl.
I mean, they're not a toy.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll put them up on socials. We'll help ambassador them, you know? We'll really sell them out.
If you want a case and you want to dye your hair red, make sure you go to the James Squire Instagram and their Facebook. They've got all the details on there now.
Now, I don't know if our phones are going to light up crazy for someone to be our show redhead. Seeing that's the case, would you take one for the team?
Dye my hair red?
Yeah. Ginger Josiah? Bloodnut Josiah?
Imagine the nicknames that have come.
It'd be good.
I've dyed my hair blue before for this show. I've dyed it many colours before. Red
Fan
for
of pants?
Red for a case of ginger beer. I'll do it.
Yeah!
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Fire up, Goulburn Valley. Because guess what, Herbie? Aliens are here.
Yeah. You try to convince me of this every single week and I'm not on board yet.
I'm not trying to convince anyone. I'm just stating the facts.
There might be something out there, but there's no proof. They're not a thing.
No
proof.
You
can believe in them if you want, but they're not real.
Yeah, until now.
Oh, okay.
There's been many findings, many UFO sightings. This is real-life proof. A UFO hunter has discovered an alien base entrance by using Google Earth, and it is real. Take a look at that photo.
An alien... See, the photo I'm looking at is... It looks like an island. That's what it looks like. What are you talking about?
I'll explain that. What the base entrance, that's not humanely possible. That's like an actual building, right?
It's a metal thing.
Yeah, right. And if you use the Google ruler, which is done on Google Earth Maps, it ends up being 20 metres long, with the larger area around it spanning to over 46 metres across, big enough to get a lot of alien ships in there.
But why would it be alien? Why can't it be anything else?
Because it's actually in the ground, like an entrance. So it's not actually above the ground. It is like a random metal, like, entryway, almost like a World War II bunker, but it's not because it's too modern, too new. And it's based in the beach on this secluded island just off Indonesia, so pretty close to home for us.
Yeah.
And then it just goes into the earth and disappears. Who else would need to build something like that but aliens?
Seriously, a lot of countries would love that.
Why would they?
Because it's protection. It's like the Coochie Tunnels in Vietnam.
Yeah, but this isn't in Indonesia and this is too modern.
Yeah, but that's why that was back in the war. Now they've thought those tunnels did them well, what can we do? And maybe it is Australia that's done it because it's close to our shores.
Or it's aliens.
But it's not aliens.
If you don't believe me, go to this bloke's YouTube channel. It's called ET Database and he actually explains and walks through how he discovered it and whereabouts on Google Maps it is. They're sending authorities out to this island as we speak to suss out what is going on. And it is just a matter of hours. Kids, if you're listening, don't be scared because these aliens could be our friends before we are announcing that there is company on this earth.
But I get that you're saying that there is an image there where it looks like there's a secret bunker. There's no proof of aliens. Where's the alien in the picture?
They're about to come.
They're not coming.
They're coming soon.
What time?
Later today, once they get to the island. If you don't hear an announcement about it, that's the government covering it up. Trust me on that one.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We know at the moment the way we shop has changed a lot over the last couple of months. First, to kickstart the year, people went crazy over toilet paper. Then there was rules that were enforced into supermarkets. If you go to your local supermarket, you might see dots on the ground. You got a social distance and there's lots of cleaning of trolleys, baskets. Everyone's very cautious at the moment.
How about the other day when you and I left Woolies and I went to put my basket back and you're like, you're just meant to leave them so they can wipe them down. I'm actually being a nice guy by saving them the job of having to carry a basket back to the basket stand.
But then people were annoyed because then they had to pick up your basket. It's stressful being out with you in public.
It's stressful,
it really is.
Me doing the right thing and
you
getting
love
punished.
A hug.
Yeah, I do.
It's hard being your friend.
I've been told off hugging people so many times.
But there has been an exclusive report by Australian Financial Review, which has revealed some statistics and some data, which might even change the way we shop even more going forward. And it's been fast-tracked because of COVID-19. So Woolies X, it's digital innovation, and they're a whole sector that's created this. So it's actually been rolled out in some stores already where people are testing it, but it's not across the country. But they reckon now it will be fast-tracked and it will happen all over Australia.
So how does it work?
So what it is, instead of going through a self-serve checkout or going through to see one of the checkout ladies or men, you actually use your phone and you download an app where you can then scan items and pay for them without interacting with the checkout.
Oh, man. I feel like humanity is going to die soon when people are actually avoiding talking to people. But who goes and gets your groceries for you?
So you still go in shopping and say you want some Vegemite. You'll pick up the Vegemite and the barcode. That's what you'll scan using the mobile app.
Right.
So it'll be through the Woolworths Reward card and the Woolworths Reward app. You scan it and then that will come through and then you'll go do your checkout.
So when you go out, it's all in your basket already. Surely they'd make it so you can just pay for it from your phone and walk out.
It's contact, all contact. You don't need to go through anything. You pay through with your phone, scan through your phone, the whole shebang.
So I've got my shopping baskets full of stuff that I've scanned on my iPhone. They've paid me through my iPhone. Can I just walk out the store? Wouldn't they think that you're trying to rob the place?
They're going to introduce, this is all supposedly at the moment, a scan and go lane. So through that lane, there'll obviously be someone there that will have a look over it and see that you've got the right items, you haven't been stealing or anything, but it is the way of the future.
Every now and then, you just want to do your shopping and be on the phone. Like, I use that as my time to catch up with mum, and I call her, and I feel rude when I see people I know and not say hi to them, but I'm on the phone to mum. Perfect scenario if you want to do your phones. You don't have to talk to anyone, and you can go straight through.
And for the people who really are worried about their health and everything, it's the perfect way to just be your own person shopping.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We're here for another round of scissors, paper, rock.
Or rock, paper, scissors, whichever way you take it. I think it's definitely rock in Victoria you start
with.
Yeah,
we've been going rock. I'll kick it off with rock, paper, scissors. What about the people over the border, though, that are listening this morning?
Well, call up and tell us how you'd like us to play.
13, 12, 16 is the number if you want to verse Herbie. We do have some amazing prizes up for grabs, including Macca's vouchers and Dazzler's car wash vouchers. We got Lockie and Chef. I feel like you've played this one before, Lock.
Yes, I have.
All right.
This is Lockie. This is Lockie who beat me in 7 rounds.
Oh, this is your arch nemesis. Is that you? Are you the same Lockie?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm not in a good position at the moment. Lockie has got the upper hand here. How are you feeling, Lock?
I'll pass them all.
Lockie, I reckon you just want a car wash voucher, mate.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called
that
if I knew it was Macca's voucher.
You know what? We can fling you both if we have to. That's if you win. All right, first of all, on the count of three, I'll say rock, paper, scissors. Whoever gets it right out of the two of you wins the prize. So good luck, mate.
Good to go.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper.
Oh!
We have it.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock.
Rock.
Oh. No, surely not a third.
Oh,
here we go. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock.
Come on.
I get so excited.
Here we go.
Lucky.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper.
Scissors.
Oh.
Herbie's won.
Oh, my God, it won. I didn't realise.
That was unbelievable. 4 rounds.
I tell you what, something about Locke and I, we're good at this game.
I'm competitive.
Wow. Good on you guys. Lockie, you didn't win this time, but hold the line. We'll fling you something anyway.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
It's time for us to say goodbye, but before we do it, every day this week we're trialling a new goodbye on Tuesday, or Monday show, I should say. We started with this one.
I try to say goodbye and not choke.
Herbie singing Macy Gray.
I try to walk away and I stumble.
Yesterday we finished the show with the Truman Show.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Now, today, it's our final day Thursday, so it's going to be one of these three. I thought we could get a bit of Anchorman into us.
For all of us here at News Center 4, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Do you like it?
You stay classy, Golden Valley.
See?
If we change it a little bit.
We could change it up. So what we're going to do is fire it off. Thank you to everyone for listening today. We will be back tomorrow morning from 6, and we will reveal what the winning goodbye is as well.
There will be a social post up today where you can vote for the one you like.
Have an amazing Thursday. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
For all of us here at News Center 4, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.